Bereshit chapter 4, Mishnah 12, Sofek chulin, uncertainty about non-holy food, and says the Mishnah, Zutaras Prutius, this was the Pharisees. They used to eat their non-holy food in purity, even though it wasn't holy. They dealt with it as if it was holy. So if there was any uncertainty over here, for example, did the Pharisee touch the clothing of an Amma Aretz, yes or no? So we would deem him pure over here because it's uncertainty and it's got to do with chulin food. Safek shratzim, a doubt concerning a sheretz, right? Any doubt concerning a sheretz. For example, kshias mitziasan, we deal with it as it's found. So if there's a sheretz amongst loaves of bread, is the example he brings over here. And someone had thrown it over there. So when it came to rest, we don't know if it was touching a loaf of bread or not. So we deal with that leniently, and we would say that it would all be pure. Sfak negaim, any sofak with a nega, with saras. But chila, if it's at the beginning and the person hasn't yet been declared impure, so then tahor, he would remain in a state of impurity if there's any doubt.
Impurity.
He would remain pure if he was already in a state of purity, he would remain pure. Adshilo nizkak letuma, and that's when he hasn't been declared tuma. Mishin nizkak letuma, but from the time that he's been established as impure, from then on, sveiko tama, any doubt, he would remain tama. Sveik nazirus, any doubt concerning a Nazirite vow. So, for example, he brings up here, a person says to himself, I will become a Nazir if there are 100 cores of grain in a particular sala. So then they go look at the sala to count the grain, and it's gone. It's been stolen, the grain. So now, is he a Nazir or not? Mutter, says the Mishnah. In this case over here, we would pronounce him Mutter because there's a doubt. Safek Bechoros, any doubt regarding a firstborn, whether a particular person or an animal. And it's Echad Bechore Adam, whether it's a firstborn of a person, Echad Bechore Behema, or a firstborn of an animal, Bein Tmeya Bein Torah, whether it was a kosher species or a non-kosher species. In all of these things, Shea Moitzi Mechavara Lavara, the principle of the burden of proof rests on the claimant. So for example, the person, he could say to the Kohen, you know, you want the 5 sellers from me, but there's a doubt if this is the firstborn or not. So you would have to, prove it to take the 5 sellers, and you can't prove it. If the Kohen comes along and he says, that animal's a Bechor, so it's mine. Remember, the Bechor of kosher animals went to the Kohen, but there's a doubt if it's a firstborn or not. So the Kohen would have to bring a proof. And because he can't bring a proof, so what happens? It doesn't go to him. It stays with the original owner.